We haven't yet discussed what are the relationships of employee-employer that are mechayev paying on time, and what are the relationships between employee-employer that we don't look at as soicher, balabayis and soicher, soicher and poil, and they wouldn't be mechayev. The Gemara discusses one of the main inyonim that the Gemara discusses, and Daf Kuf Yud Beis, is whether an umon, a kablon, is different than a soicher. What's a kablon? What's a soicher? A soicher is somebody whose time is committed to me. He works. He works for me. His job is bound to hours. He works, let's say, a 9-to-5 shift. The secretary, somebody who works in the office, somebody who has a shift in any business, somebody who has a desk job. There we understand that he's working for me. Over there, the chiyuv is to pay right away. Rabbeim and a moysid are also. There are cases where a person's working for me, but so to speak, he's not employed by me, that his time belongs to me. He's hired to produce a piece of work. For instance, obviously we understand that the same way a person walks into a store and buys, he's not an employee of mine. The tab in a grocery store, the bill that I buy on, there's no baal tolin, because that's mechira. Mechira doesn't necessarily only mean when I buy something straight from him. What happens if I hire somebody to produce a piece of work for me? I hire somebody for... I give somebody raw material. In the case of the Gemara, I give somebody a piece of wood, and I hire him to turn that into a table. Am I hiring him to work? The wood is mine. I'm not buying from him the table, obviously. The wood is mine. What I'm hiring him to do is to work on the table. On the other hand, I'm not hiring him certain hours. The Gemara has a tzad that uman koine b'shvach kli. Uman koine b'shvach kli is a concept that's found in different places where the Gemara has a serious tzad. It's not clear la'alocha, that when a worker takes a piece of wood and turns that into a table, what really is happening is the table doesn't really belong to the owner. The table, to a certain extent, of course, the wood, the wood of the table belongs to the owner of the wood. But there's a certain kinyan that the creator of that table has, similar to the concept of a gazan. We find the sugis in Bava Kama and Meruba in Bava Kama Daf Samach Vov, Samach Zayin, Shinui Koine, which means that if Reuven steals from Shimon, he's moitzi a piece of wood from the Rishus of Shimon, and he then transforms that piece of wood into a table. The halacha is that we look at that table not as that wood and his mechuyev to return it. We look at that's something that was yotze from the Reuven, that's something that Shimon created. Shimon would owe Reuven the dollar and cents value of the piece of wood that he stole from him, but not that the table that Shimon created from the wood belongs to Reuven. In the same vein, the Gemara entertains a tzad, a real tzad, the Gemara tzimachlek suvsheishis, the Gemara entertains a tzad that uman kain b'shvachli, that when a worker designs from raw material a table, what's really happening is that he has a schus in that table. When he's paid, what he's doing is really he's selling back the table to the owner of the wood. He's selling his schus in the table for the wages that are owed. I make up with you that I'm giving you a piece of wood and you're going to turn it into a table for the price of $500. What's happening is when I pay you $500, I'm paying you for the table that you give to me. In that case, that's mechir, says the Gemara. There wouldn't be batol, there wouldn't be a chiv to pay on time. The maskon of the Gemara seemingly is that ein uman kain b'shvachli. Where would uman kain b'shvachli exist in a different place? The Gemara Bava Kama Tzadik Tes talks about what happens if the fellow who's producing the table is negligent. He's finishing off the table and he gives one good zetz, or he presses a little bit too hard on the power drill and he cuts the whole table in half. Is he being mazik, the owner of the table's table? Means the Baal Hawud, the customer who gave him the raw material, or he gave fabric to a seamstress. A woman gave fabric to a seamstress to turn to a gown, and the seamstress is a little bit negligent. While she's finishing up, she makes a snip and the whole thing is ruined. Did she ruin, did she do a mice and mazik on the client's, on the customer's piece of wool, on the customer's fabric, in which case she would owe the value of the dress? Or we say no. What was owned by the customer, by the client, was the fabric. The dress that was created is the creation, and therefore the under the bailus of the seamstress, under the carpenter. And in that case, he was mazik his own. Versteitzach! We understand that he'll lose his wages. But he didn't destroy somebody else's chayfetz. Same thing, the Gemara in Kedushin Mem Zayin talks about that an ummah that created out of a piece of wood a table, could he then be Mekadosh and Isha with his claim to the table? So to speak, to a certain extent, the table belongs to him. Does he own the table enough that he can be Mekadosh and Isha? Doesn't the Nafkamin is the Maskon by us seems to be in the Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Lamentes, that ain kumun koin mishvakli, and therefore an umman that's working on a table is considered an employee. He's not considered somebody who's selling a table to the owner of the wood, and therefore there'll be baltol. That's in the simple sense. However, the Ktzois points out, B'shem Marasas, one of the G'dolei Acharonim, that that's only true when I'm working on your block of wood. There's a case which is not so partial. What happens if I hire you to design a custom-made kitchen? Okay, so the Ktzois wasn't a hired custom-made kitchen. It was where I hire a cipher to design a custom-made with calligraphy, with expensive parchment, ksuba. The raw material was provided by the artisan, by the umon. In that case, you can look at it as a mechira because the worker, the cipher, the artist is producing the work of art. It's his canvas with his paint or his drawing, his ksuba that's being made. Or in the case of a kitchen, the shop is using wood, paint, and so on and so forth to design the kitchen. They're making with raw material the kitchen. And then they sell it to me, to the client, on the other hand. It's not a regular mechira because when he did the work on the kitchen, he did the work kifi my specifications. He's working for me. An owner of a grocery store, when he schleps the stuff and he orders from the suppliers and he brings the stuff to the store and he sets up the store, he's doing that for himself. He then sells me the produce that he has in the store. And that's the way it is with any project, with any product, with any produce. Masha'enke, the fellow who's working on something that's custom-made, is working kifi my specification. Maybe that's called he's working for me. He's an employee. Not he's selling me something, but he's an employee that's working for me. Maybe there would be baltalan. Says the Ktzois B'shem Marasa, so that, no. He's really a moicher that's selling me a finished project. Now, we would open ourselves for almost a disaster. Because what that would mean to say is anytime somebody's a client of somebody, in terms of the being buying a product, somebody calls me up and he's trying to sell me a life insurance policy, he's trying to sell me a car, a house, whatever it is, a real estate agent, he's working, calls me up once, twice, I come to see it, he tries to convince me, he sends me an email, back and forth, he spends 15 hours trying to convince me to buy the house, and then the day I back out, I get cold feet. Do I owe him anything? No. He tried to convince me, he wanted me to make a sale, to buy something. I didn't buy it. He didn't provide me with any service. So what happens if I order a custom-made kitchen? Does it make sense that the person could be mashkia tens and dozens and hundreds of hours, and then at the end of the day, I can say, I don't want to buy it? Like any person who doesn't have to buy a finished project? Obviously, it doesn't make sense. Obviously, it can't be that way. The Nesivah says in Shin Lamin Gimel that it'll be chayv al tzmazik. True, he doesn't have to buy the finished project, but since he put somebody up to work for him, and that person worked and did and was mashkia and spent raw material, time, money, effort, labor, and so on. If he backs out, making a contractual agreement where somebody has damages, mechayv al gami dinizokin. That has nafkaminas lalach, which we won't talk about. The chiyufim of seichin, gami dinizokin, could be chalukim zemize. We won't develop that now. It's Hashem for a different shame. But really, the relationship that the fellow who's designing the custom kitchen with the client is that of a moicher lekech, not that of a employer-employee, in which case there would not be baltolin. There would not be a chiv deraisa or a lav deraisa on paying on time. You'd be allowed to pay the way you'd pay any other person that you bought something with. One more thing that we have to add is that sometimes things are not so simple. Rav Kivega discusses in a different context, but it applies to us also. What happens if there's a bit of piece of both? What happens if somebody, I hire somebody by the hour for work, plus I'm paying him for materials? Upshot, he's using his own materials. Let's say a building firm, a construction firm. Most often, I'm buying from them the house if they build it. Or I'm hiring them. But what happens, let's say I hire a designer for to buy for me the sinks, the cabinets, the things. Plus, I hire her to hire workers, whatever it is, to install it. Theoretically, we could take one bill and we could divide it into two. Kivega discusses it in a different context. It's a din of oino, to have a person overcharges, he can demand back that which was overcharged. That's true only by metaltlin, not by karka. Says Kivega, if somebody hired somebody else for labor as well as material, on the material there will be baltolin, on the labor there won't be baltolin. The labor is a person working, a person, Adam Demelikakois. In that case, there won't be a whole sugi in Bavitzir, Gepaskin, in Cheshemish Merej Chavzain, Reb Kivega is also over there in Cheshemish Merej Chavzain. Mashenkin, we're talking about the materials are metaltolin, in that sense, the materials will have. Oh no, the same thing is true with Lagabi Baltolin. Baltolin will be, he'll have a chiv deraisa with an issa deraisa if he doesn't pay on time for the labor, because the labor does have baltolin, whereas the sale of the materials, the designer went for me and bought, she bought the sink, and she passed on the cost to me, of course. She bought sinks for me and cabinets and so on and so forth. And then she also, I paid her to design it, and I paid her to install, and I paid her for getting the workers that will do a professional job. That type of thing is her working for me. Her working for me, that has baltolin. The materials that were bought, the cabinets that were bought, that I have to pay her with, that she's, so to speak, selling for me, that would have baltolin, because that's a mechira. So we always have to look. A case somebody asked me recently was, he went into a computer store, he bought a computer, the fellow who has the store also works on putting in whatever programs I'm programming the computer. He took it together as one job. He paid him for the computer and for the programming of the computer. Do we look at that as two different things? Do we look at that as having bought an upgraded computer? The pshat is, I'm not buying from you just an empty computer. I'm buying from you a computer which is ready for my specifications. I'm buying from you a higher level, bigger quality, more useful computer, or no? I bought from you a computer, that's a mechira. Plus, I'm hiring you to be my programmer, that's chirus. That's employer-employee. There would be baltolin on that. There would not be baltolin on the computer itself. Or we say the whole thing is nichnas into the mechira. I'm buying from you not a regular computer that came straight from Japan. I'm buying from you a computer which is an upgraded computer. That's what I'm buying from you. In which case, the whole thing would be mechira. There wouldn't be baltolin on any of it. Now, these would all be variations of the same theme of what's called schirus and what's called mechira in defining whether it would be an isser and a chiv deraisa of paying on time or not.